You're listening to Eye on the Ball with Steve Rivera. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Eye on the Ball. I'm Steve Rivera, and you're listening to 1030 The Voice. Busy day on the show. Let me first say that I really like yesterday's show. It was a good day. Got a lot of calls. If you'd like to call, please do 790-2040. Pick a topic. We'll try to talk about it. Or at least I'll try to wax poetic on whatever you try to say. But today's a big day. I have the Sunnyside group, or at least two of them, Ernie Moraga and his son Isaiah, the home run hitting kid who saved a game or two with his mighty Babe Ruth style home runs. They'll be on at 520.
Is that Lorta or what was the name?
My I think. No, hold on. Let me get it real quick. I put it on Facebook just now.
Something O R T A. I can't remember what the first letter is of his name.
First Isaiah. What do you mean? First letter of his last name.
The kid that was
Isaiah.
The home run kid for Sunnyside.
It was Isaiah.
We're talking about the Little League series.
Right.
Where they lost to Hawaii, beat Hawaii, and then lost to Hawaii.
That team, yes.
Yeah, that was pretty much, you can forget about the other teams they played. it was the Hawaiians that got them.
Moraga's last name. Isaiah and Ernie.
Okay, well, where did I come up with that? All right, never mind.
Who knows? But it's funny. You're funny because you haven't known me that long, but we've been together for a while. Was it Friday night? You text me the score, 3-2, and blah, blah, blah. I says, I know, Tom. I'm watching the game. And then you say, oh, yeah, that's your job. And I said, no, it's not my job. I just happen to be watching it.
Well, why isn't it your job?
Because I'm not going to spend 24 hours a day trying to figure out who plays who and who beats who.
All right,
who
so then I'll reclassify it as, well, you should be because you're a fan. How's that?
Strike two.
you're not a fan. Okay, how about sports fan?
Sports fan. Not even a sports fan. I just
What are you anyway?
It was a good story.
What is your excuse for doing this show?
Don't tell anybody.
Okay.
My excuse is
he's not a sports fan. He's not a fan.
I'm a storyteller.
It's not his job.
I'm a storyteller. That's what I'm doing here.
Somehow he got this radio gig, and we're still trying to figure it out how he did it.
Well, yeah, because I'm a storyteller, not because I care about sports, who wins and loses. It's more than the score, senor. Look at that. It's more than the score, senor. I'm going to do a little bumper sticker for that. So they're on at 520 to maybe 540, maybe 6 o'clock if it's really good. We'll talk about life philosophy for a 12-year-old and a coach. And then at 6:05, kind of piggybacking off this, I'm going to talk to Ed Vosburgh, who played in the Little League World Series and was one of only three or four, I think, players in the history of baseball to play in the Little League World Series, in the World Series, and in the College World Series. I think there's four of them. If you Googled it, I think we'd get it. But we'll talk to him at 6:05. Looking forward to that. We'll talk about a lot of different things. I talked to him on the phone this morning and kind of threw subjects at him, and he liked it, and we'll talk about it. So we'll see what happens. With that, anybody want to call in, please do 790-2040. We have about 12 minutes left in this first segment, and we'll see what happens here. you're trying to figure out what's going on. See, there you go, Moraga. It's a big kid. I think he's a big kid. There you go, Googling. So anybody want to call in? Hey, I asked this question yesterday. It was a pretty good call-in question for people. If you're a big U of A fan, even if you're not a big U of A fan, but if you've been in town for a long time, you guys know that you haven't played in the Rose Bowl for a long time, or ever, I should say, in the Final Four in a long time. So what would be the biggest thing? If this team would get to the Rose Bowl, how would that be taken by the community, or they went to a Final Four, which would be bigger between the two? I said pretty quickly, and I talked to Jay last night. Obviously, he called Gonzalez, and other people called in and said it was like 3-1, 4-1 that everyone said the Rose Bowl. It's never happened, and it may never happen. Who knows?
The name I was trying to remember is Lorta.
Laurta. Is he the small?
Damian Laurta. His name is Cristobal, mm-hmm. and he goes by Damian, apparently.
Was he the bigger kid?
He's a big kid, yeah, and he can put the ball over the fence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that might be the kid that maybe.
And then of course Moraga, the guy that you were talking about.
Right.
He's another pretty big kid. One of these. Did you tell me there were 10 to 12 year olds?
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's some maybe a little older because they've already
Oh, there's two Moragas. No. What do we got here? Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, Moraga's a big boy.
Yeah, I think he's the one, the home run hitting guy.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't be confusing me, Tom.
And here's Damian Laurta right here.
Yeah. The other guy with the Mayorga was the guy that hit the home run.
And Laurta hit a couple of two, apparently.
You need a few of them.
Unless I got that wrong. I think Laurta did contribute.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll find out when you get the Sunnyside people here.
Yeah.
We're going to talk with them on the phone, I guess, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
They're calling in later today.
All right.
In a little bit, just a few minutes.
Well, you know what else is going on right now, I think?
What?
Up in Phoenix?
What?
The second preseason game for the Cardinals.
Yawn.
We'll probably see a little more of
Yawn.
Kyler Murray, and he'll probably play a couple of more series than he did last time.
And that'll get you a bag of chips because no one really cares.
Well, yeah, but you know who they're having their preseason funsies with.
Your team.
The Raiders.
You have more interest in the Raiders than any team that I know. It's just going to start here pretty soon, yeah. Should be fun.
I think it was starting about now.
The biggest story in that arena will be what people come dressed as for Halloween.
Well, no. They're playing in Phoenix. You're not going to see that.
You'll see a few. Much. They're a bunch of crazies. Raiders
you won't see that much of it.
Oh, you'll see a few. I'm sure you will. I'm going to take snapshots if I find them just for you.
Wait till I get to Las Vegas.
Oh, that's going
to
be
They're going to have all kinds of access to weird and outlandish costumes.
Looney Tune time. Yeah. You have corporate people and lawyers and attorneys dressing up like crazy.
Yes, sir. Accountants.
Big time people. This is how they let it loose. We'll see what happens.
Yes, sir.
I didn't realize that was Tonight's Thursday, and they're playing tonight. That makes sense.
Yeah, they played Thursday last week, too.
Yeah. Doesn't really matter, but I think that that's a good game between two bad teams. Yes? No?
Well, we don't know. This is the preseason.
And nobody cares.
You can't really tell it during the preseason what they're going to do during the regular season.
No, exactly. That's why I don't
think. But you get an opportunity to see some of the physical attributes and abilities of the new recruits, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they really want to do, mm-hmm. the coaches. They want to get them out on the field and see what they can do in a game-like situation.
Yeah. So what else is going on? I see some things on ESPN, nothing really much. I didn't go to practice yesterday for U of A, even though they had the running backs coach. Didn't really see much of a big story. He hadn't talked since the spring. We'll see what happens with all this stuff.
When's the best? Is a Monday night or a Friday night better than a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday night to talk to any of the coaches or players?
No, because it's random. It's not random. They already know who's going to be talking and things like that. But it doesn't matter days because from now on, the practices are closed. There's not a media day. There's no media day for the second year in a row. Historically, there's always been a media day. I joked about it yesterday with Matt Moreno, who was in, and he joked about it. It was 4 or 5 years ago when they did that big video with the James Bond thing. Do you remember seeing that?
Oh, yeah,
with the cars.
Rich Rod and
the guys
playing James Bond.
Trying to catch the fever of some kind of excitement in town. As Moreno said, it's if you have to kind of go with a gimmick, it means nothing. It means nothing, and it's nothing's going to happen with that football team. It didn't either. It was the year after the team won the Pac-12 South, played Oregon.
Would you say Sumlin's more of a let's pay attention to business?
Yes.
He's not so much of a...
Yes.
I don't know. So he doesn't care about the celebrity.
Yes, yes. I don't...
Rich Rod was more into that. Not necessarily. He had done some... on the air work for ESPN sure. before he took the
CBS.
Arizona, or was it CBS?
Yeah, CBS.
Before he took the Arizona job.
Yeah, no. I understand where you're going with the question. I say yes to the Sumlin question, but not to that degree. I think that's just how he is, holds it close to the vest, especially after dealing with all the BS at A&M. You kind of get shell-shocked or bitten, you know, what's that, bitten once, twice shy, whatever, I can't remember right now.
Yeah.
So that's what he's doing here. It's kind of limiting the people, limiting him to the press. He'll be available next week as they get ready to go to Hawaii. They leave on Wednesday to play Saturday. And, you know, but I think it'll be him on Monday and another day of players on Tuesday, and then they're gone. They're gone. But not a lot of fanfare, obviously. It's trickling out just little by little, and that's how they prefer it. And we'll see what happens.
So most of the day Wednesday they'll be traveling.
Yes, they'll be leaving, yeah.
And they'll only have Thursday and Friday to acclimate themselves to the time difference and the cultural differences.
Cultural? What do you mean by that?
Being in Hawaii.
Cultural?
You know, with surfing and all the fun things that you can do, laying out on the beach, you know, working on your tan, you know. So how are they going to get these guys ready to take on Hawaii in just 2 days?
Tom, this is a business trip. Put your suntan oil away. It happens, though. I mean, that's part of the reason why the game over there is always difficult. You have all these surroundings of things to do, and you don't really get into the game emotionally or whatever. But this is the first game. If this is like the fifth game of the year, you kind of think, okay, that might happen. But this is the first game of the year, so that should be a different. It should be different.
Well, maybe if they don't come back until Monday, and they can say, all right, guys, look.
That ain't happening.
Let's focus on the game. We'll play the game, and then Sunday will be your free day.
That won't happen. They're coming right back after the game.
I think that's a good idea. What's wrong with that?
Where do you live? Pollyanna Street?
What? I'm not the coach? Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm thinking you wouldn't coach that way. You just wouldn't.
Why not? That's Hawaii.
Well,
come
first
on.
Of all,
how often are they going to get to go to Hawaii?
This is the business trip. You wouldn't pay that much money for another day at the office. In hotel and all the expenses with that, you just wouldn't. You want to play the game, get the heck out of Dodge, and come home.
Well, you would.
No. That's just how they do it. Well, I wouldn't. Of course not. I can't spend an extra day in Hawaii. Who wouldn't?
If I could do it for them, I would.
Go to Louis Vuitton store. Sure. Yeah. And see what happens.
We'll have a little luau Sunday.
Yes.
Win or lose.
Yeah, that ain't happening either.
So you boys are better.
What's the price of bread on Pollyanna Street and gas? How is this gas?
I don't know. Is this the King's Hawaiian bread? What kind of bread are we talking about?
Those coconuts that Rachel brought in.
There we go.
Those coconuts. How much are those?
A little coconut milk and King's Hawaiian bread. There
yes, yes.
Hey, let's take a break. Nice little snack.
Let's take our break right now because we'll be getting a call from Sunnyside here in a bit. Here on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice. I'm your host, Steve Rivera. Now we're going to talk to Sunnyside coach Ernie Moraga. How are you, Ernie?
I'm doing pretty good, Steve. How's it going?
Fine. Are you still, guys, on a great high of baseball?
Oh, pretty much. I mean, we're still there. We're still thinking about, you know, what could I have done. But, I mean, other than that, I mean, we're still there.
It's funny that people love the kids and they do what they do. And they have this great run. But you guys are almost too busy to enjoy the moment because you're in the moment. True?
Oh yeah, pretty much. We were caught up in the moment of everything, you know, especially that the heroic win that we won
yes.
the night before the championship. So,
yeah, that night, that Friday night, where were you that when the home run that your son hit?
Actually, I was right there in the dugout, actually, because I was one of the assistant coaches, so I was actually keeping score. And you know, as soon as I saw the hit, I went a little bit crazy
with everybody else in Tucson and in the crowd.
Yeah, definitely. That's what we heard back home from over there.
I think the voices did travel all the way down that way. And then two batters later or a batter later, the other kids came through in a huge way.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mikey Muniz definitely got to give a shout-out to. He actually came through. And actually, he was one of our, you know, he was one of our clutch hitters off the bench, and he came through. And, you know, what a moment for him, too, as well.
Yeah, no, you had a lot of clutch players throughout the whole tournament. You have to have a lot of clutch players to get that deep into the tournament.
Definitely. I mean, our pitching staff was pretty good. I mean, overall, I mean, our hitting was awesome. I mean, overall, the team was very awesome. It was a good experience and, you know, tough team, you know.
No question. When you get these guys together before they play any games, because I'm sure they're a group of all-stars from a lot of different teams, is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
So when you look at the team and you compile the team and however you do it, are you thinking, okay, we got a chance to win a couple games?
Yeah, I mean, we you know, like I what I tell the kids is pretty much, you know, take it inning by inning, you know what I mean? Try to win the inning, you know. And, you know, try not to get too big-headed on certain games and stuff like that. And I tell them, you know what, overall the outcome, you know, hopefully we get the win and, you know, we get the W out of it.
Yeah, no question. And you guys made a number of W's throughout the thing. Are you kind of how close were you from being eliminated up until that point?
Actually, we were just to that point. That's pretty much it because, you know, in district we went, you know, we went 4-0.
Pretty big scores too, right?
We went 4-0 actually. So we went undefeated actually in district and state until we got there. You know, when we lost a close one in Hawaii in 8 innings, and then a championship, you know, so.
It's very strange, not very strange, but as you look back, and everybody will do it, that's probably where you lost the tournament in that first round because you guys gave up, what, 8 errors or whatever?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. We gave up 8 errors, you know. We didn't give up a single error pretty much, you know.
The whole time?
Throughout district. Yeah, the whole time until we got there. I think it was more of the, you know, more of the stadium atmosphere type of thing and, you know, all the excitement that we made it there and stuff like that. But, I mean, overall, good experience. I can't complain.
No. You shouldn't. No, what a great time. In fact, you have those 8 errors, and you say, well, if we don't even have one of those or two of those or whatever, 3 of those, you're beating them going away.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. You know, we were beating them 2-0 all the way until the fourth inning and, you know, until they made the, you know, the, how do I say, the, they got more disciplined at the plate with them and they, you know, they made contact and certain things, but those errors kind of killed us. But overall, I mean, you know, hats off to the kids that we had and, you know, we had a good defense and everything was pretty good.
Right. So what do you draw or come away from the tournament itself as a whole?
I mean, good experience. I can't complain. I mean, overall, I mean, the people there and, you know, our fan base and everything, you know, and as going up there, you know, we weren't picked to be one of the ones to be there. And, you know, overall, I mean, I can't complain, like I said. And, you know, it was a good run and a good experience, actually, for these kids and what they need to learn and, you know, as they get older. But this is something to remember as they get older and they could look back and say, you know what, hey, I did make it there, and it was an awesome experience.
No question. In fact, I've done when I worked at the Citizen Forever, I did a story, I think, I can't remember, 86 was the last time they went pretty deep into the tournament. And
yeah.
And they kind of did a Where Are They Now piece on most of them. They were now 40-ish or whatever then. And, you know, Ed Vosburgh's team, who he'll be on the show later today, talking about his time there. Just memories that very few, I mean, come on, how many people in the world or in the United States can say that they did this, especially kids like me who said, well, who played, I played and I was an all-star and could say that they got that far.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the same thing with me, you know, I played at Sunnyside Little League since I was growing up and making the all-stars too was, you know, that was our goal to make it there. I mean, we didn't even get past state, but, you know, good squad, just like this squad, but you know, totally different atmosphere, but, you know, to look back as a father and as a coach, I mean, it was awesome experience to see my son and to see actually all the kids grow up in a base there.
Yeah, no question. In fact, you had a different perspective because your son did play and he was huge a number of times. Just how, you know, without crying on me. I'm just kind of preparing myself for your crying. that because those moments he had were fantastic.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, the moment that he came up to the plate with a mentality, you know, I just came up and I just told him, you know, hey, just, you know, try to swing, you know, try to get a good hit on it. And fortunate enough, he hit one pretty deep and it was a pretty good moment at the time. And, you know, I went crazy just like everywhere else, you know, here and there, over there. And it was a crazy time. And just to see his, you know, him running the bases and seeing his face cry just a little bit there, you know, kind of got me a little teary. But, you know, overall, you know, he did pretty good. I can't complain.
No question. Because I think it also brought, this may be a stupid statement by me or silly statement, might be whatever word you want to use, but even Tucson, it kind of brought Tucson together in a weird way because they were watching the games from here.
Yeah, actually, to tell you the truth, I got a lot of calls and, you know, all my cousins, you know, they grew up on the south side of town and whole family and everybody else here were calling me and, you know, they kind of told me the same thing too. And I was like, you know, wow, you know, that brings a lot of hope, you know what I mean? And, you know, especially, you know, coming, growing up on the south side of town and mm-hmm. seeing these kids develop, you know, it was an awesome. And to hear that, you know, we were, you know, the talk of the town, it was, you know, like heroes, you know, and it was pretty awesome, honestly.
Right, because Javier Morales and I and some of the guys were watching it on the northwest side and thinking, wow, well, this is crazy. This is crazy good.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was, like I said, it was an awesome experience, and just to see it at them, you know, just to see it on right there on the field was just even more like crazy, you know, it was awesome.
Right. What do you think the kids will take away from this whole experience?
What I think is that, you know, that they grew up as a whole, you know, we saw maturity there. We saw kids growing up together, you know, especially, you know, most of these kids, you know, they play each other in the league and, you know, they all became good friends and everything else. And I think with this experience, you know, I think it would develop them a little bit better and get them to the next levels. And, you know, and like I praise to them too, you know, school's always going to come first.
Right.
You know, student athlete, that's always the best. And, you know, develop in school and, you know, you will accomplish your dreams in baseball.
Right. No question. In fact, when I go talk to kids like them from time to time for like career days and things like that and I ask them, do you know who Michael Jordan is? And some do and some don't because they're too young. And I say, you know, Michael Jordan would not be Michael Jordan had he not gone to school and did well.
Yeah, exactly. That is true.
He'd be one of us guys working somewhere, and you say, "Who's that guy?" Well, he was a pretty good basketball player, but he would be Michael Jordan.
Yeah, and actually, he worked out, you know, pretty much on a daily day basis. You know, as a kid growing all the way up to where he got, and you know, he's one of my guys that I look to, and I look at him, and you know, I'm just like, wow, he did what he did, and you know, and you know, kind of the same thing, and to see these kids do the same thing and to get there and see their names being brought up on ESPN and seeing their faces, you know, it was an awesome experience.
Yeah, no question. And you guys have had a lot of success down recently, you know, not just Sunnyside, the soccer program, the high schools and the women, the girls softball. And what's in the water? Holy moly.
I don't know. Honestly, to tell you the truth, I wish I could tell you that, but, you know, I mean, Sunnyside, you know, this side of town has always been a competitive, you know, as far as sports and everything else, you know, it's always been competitive. And, you know, as me growing up playing T-ball there all the way to my high school years, you know, we have always been competitive no matter what. And then, you know, seeing my son play there and, you know, as growing up and everything else, you know, it's still kind of the competitive aspect, you know, and to see these kids grow up and, you know, especially on this side of town, the south side of town. And, you know, as ball players, I mean, it's an awesome experience to see them grow up at that time.
No question. I'm wondering, like, your kid's a big kid and he's probably very talented athletically and other things. Is he playing other sports as well?
Yeah, actually to tell you the truth, he kind of took a year off last year. He decided he wanted to take a break and he wanted to play basketball. So he was playing basketball, little club ball basketball team that he played with. And I think during the time that he was playing, you know, you could tell it was totally different for him and being in that type of aspect. But he does play basketball and he does, like, you know, other sports too as well. But mainly he'll play basketball and baseball.
So when is he took away a year away from baseball, you said?
Yeah, baseball. He took away. Yeah. So last year's team that made it up there, you know, he wasn't there at that time playing for the Little League. He decided, I'm going to take a break and I want to rest my arm and everything else, and I want to go play basketball. And, you know, during that time that he was playing basketball, you know, I think it was the last tournament for basketball season, he decided, just like, you know what, Dad, I can't wait till baseball starts again.
No. That was kind of where I was going to go with the question, where he might have appreciated it more now that he sat out for a year.
Oh, yeah, he surely did, actually. You know, he kind of had to take time away, you know, and he decided, you know, I want to rest my arm and I want to do other things. And I said, yeah, that's fine. I mean, I'm all for it for taking a break and stuff like that. And, you know, give basketball a shot and see where it goes, you know, especially for his height and his big foot that he got. And so he kind of decided, you know what, hey, I want to go back to baseball.
Yeah, yeah. No, and hey, aren't there a lot of people glad that he did?
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure they are, you know. I'm pretty sure they are.
Is he with you now?
Yeah, actually, he's right here, right next to me.
Yeah, let me kind of get him on the phone real quick?
Yeah, you sure can.
Great. Hey, Ernie, good to talk to you. We'll talk to you. We'll say goodbye when he gives you the phone back.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Hello?
Isaiah, how are you?
Good, and you?
Fine, thank you. Hey, how was this long month of fun for you?
It was cool, in my opinion.
Cool because of why? You won a lot, you friendships, a lot of things?
We just came together as brothers. At first, we didn't really know each other.
And
this 1 month just brought us all together.
Let me ask you, so you were competitors, I'm sure. Did you have teammates from your regular team on this team?
Just one.
Just one. So there were maybe two from each team or whatever?
Yes.
So did you go into the year before you started with the All-Stars kind of saying, well, this guy's a punk, or they're not a punk, but, you know, you guys have attitude, and then you guys all came together. You know how you have, like, rivalries when you're young or whatever, and then you eventually have to kind of become a family?
Yeah.
Was it like that where you guys were just compete? You guys were competitors with each other?
We were just competitors with each other.
Mm-hmm. It probably helped you guys get better, too.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How was your personal month? Because you had a fantastic. You probably know what you hit all year. What did you hit in the tournament?
I had 3 home runs total.
And what you batted? Probably batted over 500.
No. About five.
Yeah, I thought that was a stat I saw somewhere. Very, very good. Tell me about that home run you had on that Friday night or whatever that night was. It was unbelievable.
I just saw it big and just, I knew I had to swing at it or else it might have been game over.
So tell me, you're down one, last at bat, you know, are you thinking, okay, just get the bat on the ball, hit it out of the park, give me a pitch to hit. What are you thinking as he's winding up?
I'm just thinking, trying to tie the game up or get on base.
And then you knocked it pretty hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how far did you hit some of the balls in this summer? Because the fences are like 200, aren't they? What are the fences?
Yeah, about.
Mm-hmm. And you cleared them pretty clear, pretty easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I read in the paper, I can't remember exactly what it was, but you were pretty confident and you were just seeing the ball really well and pretty confident with it.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 Well, tell me more about that. Just how did that happen, or did you see it well all year?
The first in district, I wasn't really seeing it as well.
Uh-huh.
Because I wasn't really used to the distance. And then once we got up to state, that's when I actually started seeing it a little bit more.
Yeah, were you?
That's when I just saw it the best.
Yeah, were you just kind of more calm, just more at ease?
Yes.
How was the first night you guys played Hawaii? That was just a strange game for you guys.
Yeah.
So how did that happen with all those errors? You guys just kind of just the crowd was too much, or what was the deal?
I think we got nervous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we scored the 2 runs, I think after that we just got nervous and just tried to keep them at that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I got a question real quick. Let's go back to that question, Tom. Weren't several of the guys both good hitters and good pitchers? You had a lot of good pitching. You pitched as well, didn't you?
Yes.
Yes. How does that happen? So many good players on that team.
It doesn't really usually always happen. It just pretty much luck for this league.
Right. Well, you use that luck for a good stretch here. How nice was it going all the way through, and then maybe just if you could talk about the disappointment of losing that close game that championship night.
I think we were all way too sad, but at this point, the season was done with. And I know some of us couldn't wait to get back home to see family and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think we all didn't want it to end just right there, that.
This is maybe a dumb question, but you guys were kind of treated like rock stars. Did you feel that way?
Yeah.
How cool was that, being 12 years old?
It was really cool.
So tell me some of the great experiences that not related to baseball, maybe being treated special in California or in state or whatever. What were your maybe your best times off the field?
During regionals in the cafeteria, pretty much. I think the coaches last time said that the cafeteria ladies or people that worked said that we're the most respectful ones.
Oh, nice. You know what? And at the end of the day, that's great to hear because your parents would love this by hearing that because sometimes you don't get those guys who are, you know, who are good guys.
Yeah.
And that's important for you, too. I don't want to preach to you, but whether you have success or not moving forward, just remember that you're a humble guy. You're here to play ball. You're here to study and be a good kid.
Okay, I'll remember that.
Yeah, well, I'm sure your dad and your mom will appreciate that. But you know what I'm saying, because I've covered big-time people, and not all of them are good guys. And we remember the bad guys. The good guys, you always remember, too, and you really appreciate them.
Yeah.
Yep. So what's next for you? Are you junior high now?
Yes.
Seventh grade?
Yes.
So when you came back, are you guys, you had a party last night at Frog and Frickin', I think?
Yes.
Another party on Saturday?
Yeah.
So how are you guys treated on the way back now that you're back?
Once we all went back to school on Tuesday, we all got a shout out by the principal. Our absences were excused, and most of us got A's for missing those days.
That's always good. Welcome to the life of a celebrity.
Yeah.
Well, appreciate this very much, Isaiah. Good luck to you, and we'll be keeping an eye on your future and the team's future, because it was not only you, it was the team that did really well.
Yes.
Great. Congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
Let me talk to your dad real quick.
Hello?
Yeah, so Ernie, he talks about the cafeteria with the girls or the women saying that these kids respected, well-respected, did nice things. That I think that's almost equally as important as just the game.
Yeah, pretty much, actually. We got a lot of shout-outs there, actually, you know, from even the dorm people that were there. They told us, you know, most respectful team. And, you know, even the kitchen ladies, they were coming in and, you know, we kind of had them disciplined, and we had them going, you know, we told them that, you know, we're here to have a good time, play ball, and, you know, this ain't a vacation. You know, mm-hmm. We're here for one thing and one thing only, and, you know, pretty much it. And they stuck with it, and, you know, when we showed up every morning, you know, they were telling us, you know, you guys are always the most respectful ones here, and, you know, we just want to say thank you guys.
Yeah. Well, thank you also as well, because they put you guys, the coaches, on a wild ride to California.
Oh yeah, I mean, pretty much they did, and if it wasn't for this team and, you know, these kids to come together as a whole and to play the game as, you know, as a team, you know, we would have never got there. But, you know, big shout out to the whole team and everything else, and, you know, pretty much, you know, at the end of the day, it's for the kids, and these kids did it. You know, they actually proved to themselves what kind of level they could play on.
Right. Now you've raised the bar. Now what's next?
Pretty much actually just get back to, you know, club ball and, you know, get back to the daily routine. Actually, you know, try to get back to my daily routine of working again.
Yeah.
Cause, you know, just waking up every morning and going to, you know, going to eat breakfast and with the team, and everything was with the team, and, right. You know, try to get back to the daily routine. But as of right now, you know, we're just all these, you know, all the kids are trying to get back to their, you know, to their club ball teams and try to get better at what they need to work on and stuff like that. And, you know, hopefully in the near future, they got something together, you know, get something together as this team and maybe, you know, maybe combine a team. You just never know.
Right. So last night's party at Frog and Frickin', how good was that?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, you know, Andy and, you know, Javier and, you know, big shout out to Frog and Frickin' for letting us do it there. And, you know, it was an awesome deal. I mean, good deal. And then, you know, especially with, you know, Frim just there, you know, announcing us.
Sure.
It was cool. It was awesome. It was an awesome experience just to get that welcome back, from the community and stuff like that. It was awesome.
And then Saturday, there's something else going on?
Yeah, Saturday, actually, we're going to do a little fun game against the kids because, you know, everybody's been texting us and, you know, are we going to practice again or anything? We're like, you know, we're going to do a little game, you know, the dads versus the son, you know, the kids and stuff like that. Have a good little time at the field.
What time is that? Can people go watch?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think we're going to do it around 6 o'clock. As of right now, that's what I know, 6 o'clock.
6 at night. Where at?
At Mission Manor right there at Field 5.
Okay. Well, have fun. Maybe the dads might get a hit or two.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know where I'll hit these kids, but you just never know.
Right. Your son might jack a couple, too, so who knows?
Yeah, you just never know. Exactly. Yeah.
Thanks, Ernie. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah,
Thanks for having me.
Yes, and say hello to Isaiah. Thanks again to both of you.
I sure will. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Sure. Tom, that was good. Let's take a break here on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. Welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice. I'm Steve Rivera. In with Tom, my producer. Tom, that was a good interview. I liked that.
Yeah, that was fun. Isaiah hadn't acquitted himself quite well.
Yes, I would say it's tough to talk to a 12-year-old sometimes, but he was okay. He did okay.
Well, it's kind of tough for him to be talking to some big-time guy on the radio, you know, who calls himself Steve Rivera.
Can you write my old bit? You could if you want to put that. To make it true, please. No, it's good. They had a great... You watched a little of it, right?
I did.
Yeah. Did you play Little League Baseball?
No.
I did. It was fun. Obviously, I was an all-star.
I played softball, but it was like in junior high and high school. I played some softball.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's totally different. That doesn't count.
Yeah.
No, what a great run these guys had. I mean, come on. When you look back at these journeys that you did when you were a kid, fantastic time. And in fact, we're going to talk about that with Ed Vosburgh when he was a kid playing ball in town, and then back in 20 years or not back but if we're moving forward flash forward to 20 years, they'll be talking about this. You remember in 2019 we went and did all this stuff and it was cool and we did all this and the cafeteria ladies thought we were nice.
You know what would be interesting to know? How many guys that had baseball in their lives won a Little League World Championship, World Series Little League Championship, Major League World Series Championship, and was inducted into the Hall of Fame.
We might know that. Ed might know that because there's only been three or four that have won, like I said, a Little League, been to the Little League World Series, World Series, the big time World Series, and the College World Series. So there's only like three or four of them.
I forgot the College World Series. Thanks for remembering.
You could go Google that. There aren't very many.
I wouldn't think.
Yeah. No, come on. It's hard to do one, much less all three. So, and what'd you say? Hall of Fame? Holy moly.
Yeah.
There might be a player or two. Ed might know.
Because wouldn't that be the grand slam of baseball?
Yes, very much so. Very much so. But you know how difficult it is. It's very difficult. In fact, ESPN is showing a lot of the highlights because the tournament started today at Williamsport. It's funny because you start like in May, June, and you're still going on and you're still playing, living out a dream. I'm sure it becomes fatigue because like Isaiah said, they were ready to come home. When you're 12 years old, what else best is there? Is it home? Although being on the road is a lot of fun if you can afford it. So we'll see. We'll see. So I wanted to let you know, as you hack away at your little computer there, loud enough for us to hear, that your Raiders are killing, or not killing, they're beating the Arizona Cardinals 10-0. Cardinals didn't show up, apparently. I'm shocked.
It's okay when we hear you clacking away on your little laptop.
Oh, can you? I didn't know that. I have soft fingers.
Sometimes.
Buddy. I have soft fingers, baby. I know exactly what I'm doing with my computer. So, do you find anything out? No, you know who's going to do it? Veritech.
Mention Ed Vosburgh.
Yeah, of course. There's only three or four of them. Go down here. You hit the wrong one. Go down one more. No. Right there.
Here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe I asked for too much, including the College World Series.
No, but there's only like three or four of those. Be patient, young man. Be patient. I know you got to be an older gentleman because you're older. See, there you go. There's what? Little League and Major League World Series players. There's 13 of them. But then if you ask for College World Series, there'll only be about three or four of them. Oh, there they go. There they are. Aren't they? Right there? Players who play right there. Ed Vosburgh, Jason Veritech, Michael Conforto. There's the guy who's with the Mets. He's with the Mets now. Tim or Tom, I can't remember his name. So very few. Select company there. How many producers have worked with me? There's a select company. You and Bob.
Well, that's, you know, the guy that you're going to be interviewing next hour, Ed Vosburgh, participated in the Little League World Series.
I've said that.
College World Series.
I've said that three times already.
And the 1997 World Series. But what I was asking for was too much.
Yeah, Hall of Fame?
Won the championship each of those series.
No.
Was inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Because
probably nobody has ever done that.
Because you have to win the World Series. The kid World Series might be the toughest one to win.
Yeah.
Because you're facing Taiwan and all those guys.
Right.
No. And that's not going to happen because you need to win that. And that didn't happen.
Yeah. I admit I was asking for too much.
Yeah. Well, you know, you must have high standards or something.
No, I was just wondering.
Okay.
I'm just throwing that out as a what if. Wouldn't that be something?
Oh, sure. I guess,
The Grand Slam of baseball.
Did you hear me earlier? I hope you did, because I told you that the Raiders are beating the Cardinals.
Yeah, I heard that.
10-0. And you didn't jump for joy? You didn't fall off your seat?
No, it's a preseason game.
Yeah, it means nothing.
I mean, who cares?
Yeah. So it's just,
the thing is, it's football. That's what we really care about.
And here you are watching.
And we know that if the preseason is here, can the real season be far behind?
No.
In fact, I think the Raiders' first game is September 9th, if I'm not mistaken.
That's cool. I watch a little of it. Last year, for the first time in about 30 years, I joined a fantasy football thing. Hated every moment of it.
No, I never got into that.
I call it the Geek League.
I looked at it one time, but never got into it.
I call it the Geek League, and I was resentful, and not resentful, or just kind of skeptical about it. Some friends asked me, come on, play, come on, you like sports, blah, blah, blah. I said, I don't like sports. I don't care. So I drafted my team. I didn't even like my team. I just drafted my team. And they won a couple games early. I'm thinking, hey, I might be good at this. And then I just tanked it the rest of the year. It was horrible.
It's dependent too much on if the guys that you picked get injured or not.
That, plus you have to pay attention to the waivers and all that.
Yeah.
But it's one of the reasons why NFL football is very popular these days, because a lot of people, I would say a ton of people, play fantasy football because they try to win money and all this stuff, which is great, which is fun, but for me, not so much, because you got to pay attention to what's going on, waiver wires and transactions, and I have too much going on, like sleep. I need sleep.
And with the number of practice sessions with other teams and the number of preseason games, have you noticed how many guys are getting injured?
Yes, I've noticed that.
I'm wondering, you know, how many get injured during this pre-real football.
You have some crazy questions, you know?
Yeah, I mean, once they get into the season, are they that likely to get injured as they seem to be getting injured during these practice times?
Well, it's one of the reasons why the NFL wants to cut down on the preseason games, because it'll lessen the blow for that to happen before the season starts.
I think there's a lot of coaches that feel the same way.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they're the reasons why, because, you know, you don't want your guys hurt going into the year, and teams have suffered some big injuries.
Yeah, and when they go into these little cyborg or what were the cryogenic deals and don't protect your feet.
That was just a goofball move. He is what he is. So are you looking forward to the Arizona? Is this less than a week? Just a little more than a week left before they get ready?
I'm interested in seeing how the team looks out on the field playing in a real game.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fun to watch, because then you'll know, oh, yeah, you know, there's some hope here. We got something here. Look at so-and-so. Nobody expected him to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the defense is playing a lot better than they have the last couple of seasons, at least in this first game, and that's, you know, gives us a little ray of hope, too.
So I just saw something on the wire now. Did you see that some guy died after eating... after taking part in a taco eating contest?
Oh, brother.
Yeah, in Fresno, California. Holy moly.
Hot dogs won't kill you, but tacos will.
Depending on how many tacos you have. No, I'll have to read the story. That's pretty funny. Pretty funny in a sad way.
Boo-hoo. Maybe they're going to, now they'll have to ban taco eating contests and just limit it to hot dogs only.
We're not ruling out the cause of death yet, but we have an idea, the sheriff's department said in a statement. We are devastated. This is not a funny time. We are devastated to learn that the fan that received the medical attention following an event on Tuesday evening's game has passed away. It was like a minor league sport, a minor league baseball game. Fresno Grizzlies, they used to play the Toros. The Fresno Grizzlies extend our heartfelt prayers and condolences to the family of Mr. Hutchings. The safety and security of our fans is our highest priority. Holy moly. Tacos aren't safe anymore. Cholesterol.
Did they spike them with some habaneros or something? I mean, it's nothing to laugh about, but still, what in the world could a taco do to you, for crying out loud?
Too many of something is going to kill you. You know that.
Yeah, but you know these guys that win these hot dog eating contests, they're eating like 40 and 50 hot dogs for crying out loud?
They're eating 100.
Holy cow.
Is the host of the World Taco Eating Championship on Saturday during the team's annual taco. Holy moly. Who knew? Who knew that this was a possibility?
I certainly didn't. I didn't even know they had a taco eating contest.
I don't want to laugh at that. I don't want to laugh at
that. Poor guy, or girl, I don't know.
It was a guy.
It was a guy. Okay. Yeah.
So let's take a break here in the first hour. Come back in the other side, talk to Ed Vosburgh about his playing days and kind of wax poetic on a lot of different things here on 1030 The Voice.